It's time.
Yes, I have one more question, but I forgot
for
it.
The emergency break of the week.
Oh no. So, I guess I'd like...
Call me later, group.
All right.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The white man and the black man are more advanced, or the white man is more advanced than the black man or than the...
No. Good Lord. You're the most confused human being. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
8:02 on The Ticket. Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates, and you, the P1, get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Make note of the new phone number. Candidate number one comes to us from the show known as Bad Radio. And one Bob Sturm on that show is known for the long question. I think his record for longest question is right at about a minute. And I think he may have broken that this week. In fact, just yesterday when they had on Marcus Dupree.
This is Marcus Dupree with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And learning, you know, I remember my personal Marcus Dupree anecdote, and this is how I learned about you, was your USFL Sports Illustrated cover was, I think, the first issue that my parents got me for my birthday or something like that. So I'm learning about you as just a kid. I didn't know anything back then because we're not that far apart in age about your recruiting process. The film brought a lot of that to light, and you're there in Philadelphia, Mississippi, I think it was, just a little town, of course, with all sorts of things that are going on as a society in Mississippi at that time. That was extremely interesting. But more than anything, your recruiting battle, or as teams are fighting over you and trying to get you to come to their school. For you, that might have been normal, but now looking back at it, does it register just how over the top and insane that was for those schools to go to that level to get you?
Man, I mean, yeah.
Good Lord.
Minute five?
Yeah, minute five is the official count on that one.
I think that's a new Bob record. He may have gone like 110 before, but man, that one was all over the road.
So there was an internal debate here during a commercial break. Is Bob doing a bit? Is he now just doing it and embracing it and saying that?
I don't think so. I think Bob just has a lot of thoughts and he airs them as he's asking the question.
It's that ADD mind of his, man. He can't determine where to stop and which tack to go on a question.
So he doesn't. It doesn't come to his turn on the show to ask a question and he doesn't consciously say, all right, I got to make this a long one, because that's what I'm known for.
No, I don't think so.
He does that?
No.
I don't think so. So there's Bob from Bad Radio up for an e-break. Norm is up again this week. This is combination long question, long setup, / technical problem, which was not Norm's problem. But it just turns out to be kind of a funny. When he had on Mike Napoli this week, he had a technical problem to go along with his long setup.
Mike Napoli turned 30 years old last Halloween. There's a birthday to have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mike Napoli was a part-time player breaking in with the Angels from 06 to 08. 09 and 10, more and more playing time. In 10, appeared in 140 games, way far and away, more games than he ever appeared in his life, 26 more. That year, the batting average dropped, the on-base percentage dropped, and Anaheim decided to deal Mike to Toronto. Toronto kept Mike for about a long lunch and traded him on to the Rangers. And on behalf of Ranger fans everywhere, thank you, Lord. Did it confuse you that Anaheim wanted to trade you when it seemed like you'd worked your way so into a place of prominence on that team? Oh.
All right,
we lost him, Norm.
It looks like we lost him on G1. Let me track him down. One moment.
All right, that's great.
Is it great?
Why is that great?
And the thing is, since we don't have the dial tone now, apparently when we drop a call, I think he dropped right after that first question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he did too.
Right after that. That's a birthday to have, isn't it?
That was a very long question.
That was very Bob-like.
Set up or whatever it was.
And for a change this time around, I don't think that was a ticket issue. That was a Napoli cell phone issue. Mm. It's a rarity around here.
Did you time that question, Jerry?
I watched it. I think it's about 44 seconds.
Wow. So
not quite Bob.
Not Bob-like.
Yeah. He's in Bob.
In Bob's question, the caller could drop dead and be buried and have a funeral by the time he's finished with the question.
Do we know why we don't have a dial tone at the new place?
It doesn't sound
like dial tones are
awesome
overrated.
Digital phones.
Yeah. It's high tech. It's kind of like how Dick Cheney doesn't have a heartbeat anymore. Real high tech.
Dial tones are analog. We wouldn't want that.
Yeah,
you don't need
I miss
tones.
The dial tone.
I miss Dick Cheney's heartbeat.
So now we can't, when we lay out on a caller and he fishes around for a while and then he hangs up, we won't have the punctuation of the dial tone.
Nope. No.
Man.
I know, it's a bummer, isn't it?
It's great.
All right, that brings us to candidate number three, the great Gordo from the Dunham and Miller Show. He could have been nominated about four different ways. We decided to nominate him for this one. KRZYZEWSKI, believe it or not, is truly Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
Mina Suvari is 33, and Mike Krzyzewski is 65. Coach K. Yeah, I guess Coach K. I guess I hardly ever see his name.
It's Krzyzewski, but that's okay.
Krzyzewski.
You're not the first one up here to make that mistake.
So, who made it before me?
Remember Aubrey? He was voicing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Coach K was the guest at the SMU Athletic Forum. Come in here, Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski. Visit with the SMU Athletic Forum.
He pronounces that crap Krzyzewski?
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, well, he's in the wrong, not me.
So you think his family's in the wrong for spelling it that way, pronouncing it?
Yeah, they're pronouncing it incorrectly.
That is crazy that you get Krzyzewski out of that.
Boy, how did the Whitney Houston, what's his name, Michael Orr not make it? How did the U freezing up during a live spot not make it?
We had a lot of contenders, and we had to pare it down.
If you want to take this over and put up the three candidates, then go ahead. Just throw it off the air, for God's sakes. All right, 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Fiddle with this.
Boy. Let me do it over here.
She said. Let's see how this works.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to register a good, clean vote for Cruella DeVille and Gordon Schuth.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, guys, I'd like to vote for Gordo, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, there's that girl. Who are you, ma'am? Yeah. Who are you?
We're going to meet her this week, right?
Yeah. Right.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to FBFC, and Bob Sturm is the winner.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George.
Hey.
I'll kick your ass, man.
Okay. I'll wait for you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Pepe Harris.
Okay. Not a candidate, sir.
Wow.
Thank you for the call back. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Wow. Y'all still selling the Virgin Mary bongs from the rant?
I don't know.
Gordon?
Are you Gordon?
Are we still doing Virgin Mary bongs?
Selling the Virgin Mary bongs.
Oh, bongs. Did we ever sell those? That was a bad promotional item if we did.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins? Hello? Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I'd like to vote for Bong Hit Tracy.
Wow, that is an old rant reference.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote responsibly. Before I do, you know, when I was born in 1974, Paris Hospital, and...
Okay, there's a Bob.
Okay, Bob. All right. You don't need to give us all the background.
Bob impersonator. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Suffice it to say that on Fridays around 8 o'clock, normally around this time...
Okay, just vote for Bob.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
You know, I've always wanted to vote on the e-break because, you know, the e-break goes way, way back.
Hey, all right. Already. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
He's a big douche, Gordon Keith. Really big douche, Gordon Keith. He's a great big douche, and he's on the air. He's a big douche, Gordon Keith.
Thank you for remembering Gordo's theme song. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
That would be the Bob Sturm, sir.
Hey, we have a winner. We don't have enough time to replay it. It would go from now until Bad Radio starts at
please.
Ticket stock.
Can we hear it again?
Okay,
pretty please.
Time.
This is Marcus Dupree with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and learning, you know... I remember my personal Marcus Dupree anecdote, and this is how I learned about you was Your USFL Sports Illustrated cover was, I think, the first issue that my parents got me for my birthday or something like that. So I'm learning about you as just a kid. I didn't know anything back then because we're not that far apart in age about your recruiting process. The film brought a lot of that to light. And you're there in Philadelphia, Mississippi, I think it was, just a little town, of course, with all sorts of, things that are going on as a, society in Mississippi at that time. That was extremely interesting. But more than anything, you're recruiting
what's your question?
Battle, or as teams are fighting over you and trying to get you to come to their school.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
For you, that might have been normal, but now looking back at it, does it register just how over the top and insane that was for those schools to go to that level get you?
And
that's all he had to say, huh?
There may have been an edit there somewhere, just go along with it. How many is that for Bob?
Man, shouldn't that count for two?
Maybe.
All right, he's got 11.
That's all Bob has?
Well, he has 11,
That's pretty good playing all these.